Welcome to Critical Hit, a Major Spoilers podcast. Thank you so much for downloading and checking us out this week. Kevin, we are deep in it.
Deep in what?
Well, that's a good question.
I think you guys are deep inside Quentin's mind.
Mm-hmm. Could be worse.
Oh, it'll be worse.
It will be worse.
So last time,
critical hit.
You guys went to a couple different places within Quentin's mind, as I believe Bob called it, Quentin's wish fulfillment zone.
That's hurtful.
But it was the loner ace fighter zone, technically.
Yeah. It was the risky realm.
The risky realm. That's really what it was.
Off ramp. Oh, sorry.
And before that, you'd been to Quentin's Quacks Comedy Club. You're stuck inside Quentin's mind, trying to figure out what's gone wrong with him and get rid of this devious patch that has corrupted his circuits and taken over parts of his personality. Of course, if you die or are harmed in any way while inside Quentin's mind, your body takes it out on you in the real world.
Oh, no.
So, yes, of course.
If you die in my mind, you die for real.
Actually, if you die in Quentin's mind, your body dies, but your mind is stuck in Quentin's mind forever.
Yeah, so we live rent-free in Quentin's mind.
That's awesome.
Sweet.
I think that's like the Starfinder version of hell, right?
No, I think it would be really awesome if all six of us existed.
You do like a cold zone situation and fight for control over his body.
Yeah, good. If we have to finish this campaign only playing Matthew's character sheet, there are better ways to get Matthew to learn his character sheet.
Hey.
we're changing systems. Now everyone is John.
I was about to say that, Brian, but you beat me to it.
You know what? Sometimes you play a game for 10 years and you figure it out. And then somebody cancels the game under you. So, you know.
Oh, please. Like you'd figured it out by the end of it.
Okay. So,
so the six of you are going to split playing Quentin, and I'm just going to, I'm going to go take a nap, but.
Oh, we love you. That's why we're trying to save your character's mind.
Yeah.
His brains.
So you are traveling around inside Quentin's mind, which the pathways have alternated between some sort of these neon lit hard right angles that you can speed across on little cycles, and then complex non-Euclidean geometry realms that you have to jump your way across like you're in a completely insane, infernal game designer's version of a platformer. Fortunately, you've discovered a few things. One, that if you pass through some of these zones, like the two zones you passed through already, you can get clearance authorization badges, basically those like wrist slap bands. Mm-hmm. And with three of those, you should be good to gain access to central processing. Central processing being this giant tower that you can see. It's actually a pillar because there's the ceiling is also the floor. The sky is also another just realm of Quentin. It is lit red and gold, actually, now. And it seems almost to be like emanating fiery energy. You're making your way along the path that Quentin can lead you on. If you follow the right color coordinated stripes. To the next zone, which if you complete that, hopefully you can make your way to central processing and figure out what's going wrong. Any questions?
Nope.
All right. As you, I believe last time you had flown off a galactic starship carrier in the a fighter jet, a starfighter jet, that is.
That T-16, probably.
That could fit all of you and were, you know, zooming through the space of Quentin's mindscape. And after defeating a bunch of hulked out Modrons in volleyball. You, for a moment, Bob, you're the pilot, so you have like total freedom and flexibility and feels amazing.
Yeah. I fly upside down and give everyone else the finger.
Woo. There's still like basically lights and buoys that can guide you to where you're supposed to go. At first, you know, it's a rip roaring adventure of twists and turns and stuff like that. Why don't you give me a piloting check?
I can definitely give you a piloting check. 27.
Oh, yeah, that's quite good. It takes a moment to get you this ship handles exactly like this kind of ship should, but the terrain itself is nonsensical. Maybe it takes somebody like a Quentin or a Hecubino mentioning it to you for you to get used to the fact that like what was a canyon a moment ago can become open sky and vice versa. You successfully fly along the path until there are a bunch of security drones flying in the air, and they urge you to like that you're entering a traffic controlled area and you need to slow.
Oh, do we need to slow down, guys, or do we just shoot on through to the other side?
Well, let's just do what they say for now.
Yeah.
Okay. I'll slow down.
So far, Quentin's actual defenses have been okay, provided we play by their weird rules.
Are these drones armed?
They look like most of them are armed the way a crossing guard is armed.
Okay. So just with like fists and rage.
They're all Modrons. They're all floating Modrons of various shapes. Okay. And they flag at you, and you know, light neon lights shine. And they have little megaphones.
Okay.
There does appear to be air traffic. Fortunately, this starfighter seems to be able to hover, which you don't think was in the original specs, Bob.
Okay.
It's like a jet hovering.
That's weird.
Hover jet.
Now you're in traffic. You are making progress and being directed from one lane to another.
Okay. I'll follow along for now.
Okay.
But no one likes being stuck in traffic for very long.
No. They seem to be directing you to landing pads.
Okay. I'll go over and land.
Okay. I mean, they direct you to one, but then that one gets, you're told to wait, and that one is actually taken by somebody else, and then you're directed to another one.
Grr.
Rude.
Yeah.
And that one's farther away. Fine. So now you have to, there's no fancy cycles or anything like that either. You have to walk.
Have to walk? Mm-hmm. All right.
And we're used to like the VIP treatment now.
There seems to be a good deal of traffic heading here. There's a bunch of boxy buildings that people are being directed to. People being Modrons. And you.
Do we all go along?
Yeah.
All right. I'll show my badge.
The boxes are pretty, I guess I'd say, nondescript. They're an off-white color. There's automated doors, but they're nothing fancy. The floor is white, but there are strips of different colors that they're all different weird shades of like a brown, gray, yellow color. So it doesn't really, you're not sure what they mean. As you enter one of the giant box that you're being directed to, you see inside some embossed seals that are prominently displayed that are all in the form of orbs. Like they're circular spheres, but sometimes they're holographic, so they're actually spheres. And they all look like Quentin's face as like a stamp of authority or approval. Mm-hmm. And then in writing around it, it says Bureaucracy Administrative Zone. And you've never seen more Modrons. Well, you've never seen any Modrons at all until today, but you've never seen more of them in one place than here. This seems to be a place of nothing but lines, that is to say, queues and windows with other Modrons and forms and digital paperwork.
Awful.
Ooh.
Not really good at this sort of thing.
The taupe line leads to central processing. The eggshell line leads to the processing center. For a processing in a centralized realm, please follow the natural line.
Great.
Over the intercom, which is kind of crackly and not super well maintained, everything here feels like it was, you know, it was state of the art 20 or 30, 40 years ago, however old Quentin is.
Mm. 27.
Sure. It's got a slightly older vibe than that. 27 is what you tell people, Quentin.
It's cool. It's
cool. Over the intercom, you hear, "Central processing is always right. Do not doubt central processing. Your doubts will be collected and reported." And you seem to be in this entrance queue that is, it takes a while from everything funneling in, but eventually you get diverted to a tetrarch Modron, one of the triangle ones, who looks at you with its three eyes, and it says, "Give me your mix."
Oh, sorry, we left our MIG outside.
No, your mix. Modron identification codes?
I'll, show him one of my bracelets.
Oh, you're a non-Modron.
Yeah.
Non-Modrons require a visitor pass. You're in the wrong line.
Oh, which line should we get in?
Request a sponsoring Modron, other side of the room.
Okay.
Use the eggshell color stripe.
Right.
Groups of seven or more should use the taupe and not the eggshell.
You do not have clearance for the taupe.
Groups of seven or more must use the taupe. To override, please press 1.
Well, we override not a group of seven or more.
So.
Amu is a group of 1.27.
We cannot listen. We cannot establish that as precedent. Do you really, Quentin, do you really want your brain to render all of Amu?
Not to mention it might actually get us disqualified from Drifters, which might be a good thing. But anyways, let's move where the guy tells us to move.
The eggplant stripe is more appropriate.
So, again, there isn't even anything as different as eggplant.
It's all pretty much shades of white.
Yeah, there's like these six shades. And evidently, you get pointed to the one that's eggshell. It looks very similar to the other shades. But it sure enough has a labyrinthine path that will lead you across the room to a... and lots of these are like little kiosks all built in against the wall. It's like you're in a giant big box store, where except it's the world's largest DMV.
Right.
Awful.
So you make your way along the eggshell line to the sponsoring line to get to request a sponsor.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
All right. You guys wait. When you reach the Tetrarch over there, it appears to be the exact same Modron. You would swear, like, they don't all look alike, but these ones do.
Mm-hmm.
And as it says next, and goes to help you, says, "What's the purpose of your visit?"
Psychological repair.
Psychological repair. Are you happy?
I am.
Stares at all the rest of you.
I'm also happy with a touch of melancholy.
Oh. Could be
happiness
happier.
Happiness is mandatory. Consult with your happiness officer, Modron, for mood readjustment. Non-compliance level has been raised to 1. Proceed to the cream line for happiness readjustment. Next. And you all take 5 psychic damage.
Oh, no.
Oh, wait. You can't disagree with the Modrons. Everything that happens here is right.
Right.
Requesting grievance.
Yeah, I mean, can you get us like ultraviolet clearance here?
We can try.
I would like to request a grievance to remove the demerit from the record.
You do not have a Modron identification code. Therefore, you do not have clearance to request a grievance.
Right. Let's get our moods adjusted, I guess.
Oh, no.
Then another loudspeaker goes over and says, "Unfocused anxiety index level has been raised to 4. Comply immediately." And everyone, like, all the Modrons kind of look around at each other nervously.
I have a happy smile on my face now.
Yeah, big toothy grin.
All right.
Make that.
Certainly baring all the teeth.
So you guys proceed down the cream line to go to get your happiness readjusted?
Well,
sure.
Before we do that, I'll ask Quentin, if we just get back in this line and then just tell them we're happy, do you think that'll be enough?
Insufficient input, possibly additional demerits. We do not wish to deviate from the central processing standard.
Well, we're going to have to at some point, but okay. All right. We'll go to the eggshell. No, we already went to the eggshell. We'll go to the happiness line.
Cream.
Right.
So your happiness officer, Modron, would like to do mood readjustment when you get... By the way, each of these lines takes forever.
Right.
Just like, so you have plenty of time to chat, except some of the Modrons shush you.
Sure.
The happiness Modron, it looks like one of the orb ones. No, I guess they're all Tetrarchs, right? So this one's, again, another Tetrarch, but it has sprouted a bunch of arms. It's kind of like Quentin does when he goes into like a weapons mode, where there's, you know, unnecessary whirling saws and blades and drills and stuff. And the happiness adjustment, you're still in line, so you haven't gotten to the front of it yet. Seems to be Modrons sitting in a chair and then the room gets closed off and you hear screams from it.
Well, that doesn't sound good. We sure that we have to go through this line?
Maybe we should just take our chances, lying to the other one. I'm pretty happy to be here.
Certainly an experience.
Mm-hmm. We're always happy helping.
I don't think you understand. Central processing is primary.
So you think we should go through this happiness thing despite the screams?
Why would you question the will of central processing?
Right. Can't question the will of central processing. All right. I guess we got to
over the loudspeaker, it says, "All hail central processing." And all of the Modrons and Quentin say in response, "All hail central processing."
All hail central processing.
Processing.
All hail central processing.
Yeah, hell that
all
thing.
Hail central processing.
Okay.
Are you staying in the cream line for happiness adjustment?
There may be a way around happiness adjustment.
What are you thinking?
Accessing interactive voice response mode. All right, everyone, press 1 to follow Quentin.
What?
I poke Quentin.
Quentin will return to the Tetrarch with the biggest holographic smile you've ever seen.
You're going back into the eggshell line?
Going back into the eggshell line.
Okay. All right, next.
Hello.
Hello. You're requesting sponsorship. What is the purpose of your visit?
Press 1.
Ding, presses 1.
We are requesting access.
What is your happiness level?
I'm sorry, I didn't understand.
Suspicious activity detected. Evaluate yourself and others for non-compliance. Report deviance to the loyalty officer.
To report deviance, press 2.
We have no deviance. We are all hail central processing.
We're smiling.
Happy. We are very happy.
We're sorry. All of our deviants are currently assisting other callers at this time. Please stay on the line.
Why don't you describe yourselves real quick? Like how you look. Just real quick.
All of us? Seconds.
Yeah, each of you.
All of us.
How about we start with Hecubino.
Okay. Hecubino is a human. He is probably 5'10", skinny, but very athletic. And he is wearing a dark skin, bald head. He is wearing a space suit that has no helmet because he can press a button and like a bubble helmet will like emanate from like the neck area.
So just blow up like a soap bubble, because that would be fun.
No, it builds up like nanites are making it.
Oh, cool.
Yeah. He probably does have a visible weapon, which is like an electric laser type gun. Yeah, his like everything about him is like very clean. Like this is the cleanest you've ever seen this suit.
How about Bob?
Bob looks like your average human, average height, average hair, average eyes. Everything about him is average except for his smile, which is fantastic. He's wearing like a jumpsuit. And he's got these, epaulets hanging off his shoulders and a beret on his head. And he's just standing there with a big smile on his face, exuding happiness.
All right. How about Quentin?
Quentin is a sphere approximately C previous descriptions wide. But within his mind, his avatar is utterly, perfectly spherical. And every single surface is flawless in his mind. But it's clear that he seems to be struggling a little bit from the LED face on his LED head, which is not actually here, but it's okay. And there are normally green lights all over Quentin's face, which make up the pixels of his head. But those lights are now many different colors, and some of them are disturbingly green-orange. And if you don't know what green-orange looks like, that's the disturbing part.
Yeah, I imagine Quentin's also got some basically ticks in his LED display at this point.
I don't know what you're talking about.
Vangie.
Vangie is a giant lizard person. She's got kind of like bright bluish scales, like a turquoise and purple around her eyes in a almost starburst kind of pattern. She is very heavily armored and in bulky vesk overplate and has a giant pike on her back that has like a also its own weird cooling system attached to it. And has a big awkward grin on her face with way too much teeth.
Amu.
Amu is a sentient pile of coral coming out of what looks like a giant metallic snail shell. The coral, each individual piece kind of moves on its own, but the overall look is supposed to mimic your average humanoid as close as they can, while also having ranges of colors from soft blues and pinks to deep reds and purples.
Tell me about the snail shell.
Currently it's almost completely smooth, just a typical round snail's shell, with a almost unnatural polish sheen due to the current situation of being whatever Amu feels like it's supposed to look like.
Skritik.
Skritik is smallish by human standards, rodent person, roundish features, gray fur with darker gray or black spotting, including a patch over one eye. He wears armor that seems to be composed of various scales and chitinous bits and bone spurs. And has something that may be called a grin on his face, but something more like a toothy grimace, probably.
Nice. Talk to me more about your equipment.
All right. For the most part, his equipment is...
What's it look like? Yeah.
Yeah, it's largely looking like a random assortment of various bolos and sharp objects that he's got along his being. Looks like a number of different knives or things that could be used as knives and... pistols at his hip.
What kind of condition is it in? Including your armor, the chitinous jumble of armor you're wearing.
Largely, it doesn't look like damaged in any way, more just kind of like haphazard and chaotic.
All right. Excellent. All right. We got there. it seems like the Tetrarch is relieved for a moment, looking at Skritik as it analyzes all of you momentarily and says, insufficient hygiene standards. A clean machine is a mean machine. Killer clean. Report to the hygiene officer for decontamination. Use the beige line. And she stamps your application with a holographic stamp. Your non-compliance level has been raised to 2. You all take 7 psychic damage.
Oh. All right. I am now done with all of my stamina points.
Well, you can spend resolve to regain your stamina, and you have plenty of time in while you're waiting in line to do that.
Well, I will definitely do that then.
So, do you get the feeling that they're just making up excuses to make us keep going in lines?
Why would you question the will of central processing?
Does anyone have to actually clear central processing?
Central processing functions as it must.
Let's find our way out of here.
You've so far had access to the eggshell cream and beige lines. There are still 3 more that you haven't accessed. But yeah, you can leave. You'll have to get back in line. You'll lose your spot.
Didn't we just get denied, though?
Sure, yeah, from that line. But then you have to go to another line.
If we follow the sepia line, it should lead us.
Yeah, you guys can back out if you want and discuss.
We You're have just the gonna, options yeah. of Sepia, Tan, or Ekru.
You can kind of make your way onto the landing pad. The jet's gone.
Mm-hmm.
What if we just run for it?
Where do we run?
Where? Like, I don't know. Is there? Is there a, like, when we went in there, was there a clear way through?
Clear? No, nothing about that place was clear. It was all yeah. just lines upon lines that redirect to other booths.
Yeah, I mean, can we circumvent this building?
Only by deviating from the will of central processing.
Assuming that we had, let's run a thought experiment. Assuming that we were given carte blanche, how would we circumvent this building?
By the way, real quick, Hecubino, in the background, when Quentin says circumvent the will of central processing, you guys can still hear it from the other room. All hail central processing. All okay. hail central processing.
All hail King Torg.
Yeah.
So sorry. Yeah. You were saying?
If there was some sort of devious deviant that didn't want to follow central processing, how would they circumvent this building?
In the unlikely event that they could.
Mm-hmm.
One could theoretically request an invoice from materials management that would allow one access to the receiving area, but the receiving area would require third level code access, which we don't currently have. However, if we entered receiving, we could theoretically then gain a temporary pass that would allow us access to the secondary levels, but only the secondary levels. From that level, it would require us to press 4.
Right. So there's no way to circumvent this bureaucracy is what you're telling me.
I'm sorry. I didn't understand. All hail central processing.
All right.
You guys can make a sense motive check on Quentin.
Okay. I'm not good at that, though.
I'm starting to doubt.
In the background, you hear, like central processing is always right. Do not doubt central processing. Your doubts will be collected and reported.
Nice roll, Brian.
Yes.
Okay, awesome. So, definitely a Skritic and a bit Amu and a bit Hecubino. Hecubino, maybe I would even give like a slight bonus to because of your psychic contact here. I mean, you all know something's up with Quentin, but it seems to be like this place is like asking him for advice in this place doesn't seem to work.
Right.
He's almost infected by it.
Right.
Quentin suddenly whirls at Skritic. I'm beginning to doubt your commitment to central processing, Skritic.
All hail central processing.
All right, all right. I like
central processing.
I separate them. All right. Okay. Okay.
I mean, can we walk around the perimeter of this place and see if we can figure out another way to go, or is that just going to get us lost?
Real quick, also, Skritic, you realize that that's probably been true for every zone you've been in.
Oh. Yeah. I think he's been compromised from the get-go here, even in here.
There's no reason to question Central. All hail Central Processing.
Yeah, but
right, is there a way, using my knowledge of my own self, as well as probably computers or engineering, that I might be aware of like a backdoor access that might be able to get us around all of this?
I like that. Go ahead and give me a computers check.
36.
Wow.
Wow.
And a nat 20. Nice.
Oh, that's a nat 20. Sorry.
That's awesome. Wow. Okay. Well, so you're more familiar with, like, you helped make this possible. But there is a bit of magic and a bit of biology and a bit of, frankly, just psychology, Quentin's psychology specifically, that is making this mindscape a thing. In the actual processing, you know, nodes that take place inside the partially organic, partially computerized brain that androids have, there are rules, and you seem to be in one of those places where, you know, those rules are like like the rule enforcement zone. They're going to keep, you know, playing that game. You know, maybe you can make it all the way through. You'd have to be like a perfect computer that always knew what to say and could outdo all of them at their job. But you're noticing that they're actually like the ones in charge seem to be, whereas like in a normal computer, you'd expect them to do their job. These ones seem to be almost deliberately hostile and like preventing you from getting where you're going. Is there a back door to this? Well, you know, there are lots of programming backdoors, but this isn't a program. This is an augmented reality psychological interpretation of Quentin's mind. So if there is a backdoor, it would need to be represented physically by something. Like perhaps a backdoor.
Hey guys, did you guys notice that over there where it says backdoor? There's like a door on the wall. It's really beige. It kind of blends in with the rest of everything, but on white letters on the white door, it clearly says backdoor entrance. Don't you guys all see it? Can we all, you know, clap our hands and believe that there's a door over there that says back door?
Well, you look and that's just an outline of a back door. It's been sealed over.
I need you all to believe that there's a back door over there.
You may have to go through more motions than just believing.
I clap my hands.
So has it break into a song? Has it been painted over? Or
yes. In fact, it looks like this whole place is being remodeled. And you see some signs. One of the signs says the bureaucratic administrative zone is expanding to meet the needs of the expanding bureaucratic administrative zone.
Okay. Well, I mean,
Anyone can give me a perception check as well if they want, except for Quentin. Sorry, buddy. You're.
Is there anything I can do to help them?
Sure. That's how do
make
you
sure you're very oblique about it.
I think you could try to help them. If you can either communicate secretly to me what you think some possible backdoors would be. And that's, you know, always interesting, or you can try to inspire them in some way. You've been doing a good job of playing the infected of the zone.
Hail central processing.
But when they are further away from the bureaucratic administrative zone, it seems to lessen. All right. Well, definitely. Amu, jeez. Nice perception check, Amu. Amu, Hecubino, Skritik. Not Vangie.
Vangie's sure. Actually still trying to fill out a form.
Yeah. Like just in case, guys.
Yeah, it's a really annoying form where, like, you know, it asks you your you know,
it asks for like boxes that are in a different form.
Yeah. It asks you your age, but only in powers of two. The three of you who rolled 25 or above, you notice it's above you, so you have to look up and you have to look above this box. But the box seems to be just in the way of that tower that is central processing. And now that
all
you're
all hail central processing. odd critical hit.
You see, before you couldn't really make it out, but now you can. In the middle, there's the building is tall and has lots of like gold kind of slopes and arcs to it. There's green and pink and blue neon stripes that make it look taller as they go up. And there's this, so it's kind of like a neon striped Art Deco building. And there's a giant gold statue, and you can see that there's an orb that appears to be Quentin. And then standing with one leg above, like one foot perched on Quentin and one foot on the building, is a humanoid figure. You can't make out all of the details, but it's in gold, and he definitely seems to be standing atop Quentin triumphantly.
Does it look like Aeon Souljet?
This looks when you, I mean, you didn't make your role.
No, that's fair.
Rob, ask him what he looks like.
Does it look like Aeon Souljet?
No. So it doesn't look like Aeon Souljet. It looks like, it's got horns. Yeah, like kind of technology bits grafted onto it, kind of like a cyborg with giant horns and lots of sharp edges. Kind of wearing a cloak / kilt type deal, and bare chested. Pointy ears as well. Looks very pleased with himself.
I have no idea who this is.
Yeah.
What are we looking at?
I think so. Can I make a culture check?
Sure.
So this statue is like up on like a parapet type thing, or
it's like atop the building. So you know, like yeah.
So is it like huge?
Oh yeah, for sure.
Oh, okay.
It's massive and it's way, way above you.
Okay.
Yeah, culturally that doesn't remind you of anything, Amu. Not ringing any bells. Anyway, that's just something you notice.
Well, I don't know who that guy is.
What guy?
Neither do we.
See that guy on top of the building? It's like a big statue.
Oh, yeah.
Well, that doesn't...
Should we just walk over there?
Yeah, it doesn't seem good for a Quentin if there's, like, a new guy in town who's in charge.
Yeah.
You can't just walk over there. The bureaucratic administrative zone is in the way.
Right. Okay, so a couple options.
Would it be too cheesy for me to ask for a culture check?
I'm pretty sure that the relevant skill is actually religion.
Oh. Well, I could roll twice. Once per day.
Does anyone have ranks in religion?
No.
No.
Would it be...
Fantastic.
I say religion's not even on the character sheet.
It's not on the character sheet.
Oh, what is it?
There's mysticism.
Oh yeah, mysticism. That might be it. So maybe Hecubino should make a mysticism roll.
If
yeah, I mean, should I? I kind of feel like I don't know this guy.
Yeah. I'm gonna say that you guys don't recognize it very clearly from this distance.
Okay.
Yeah.
It's also a statue, and it's all gold, and it's made in like an Art Deco style, so it's not the easiest thing to recognize.
When we get deeper in, and they start playing the overhead stuff, then we'll figure out who Cave Johnson is. Okay.
All hail Central Processing.
Yes, thank you. The way I see it, we have a couple options. One, we figure out a way to open and or reinforce this back door that that Bob found. Or we try to get in there and, I mean, this thing actually seems to operate like an actual bureaucracy in that everybody's worried about themselves and their jobs. So we could potentially use that to our advantage. We would just have to figure out what information we can wedge in to then make those little pointy guys worried.
I mean, I could just try to slam that door open.
Yeah. A crowbar appears. Here you go.
Well, actually, maybe Skritik could take a look at it first, considering he's better at, like, getting locked doors open without making a giant racket.
Ah.
A handful of Modrons leave the bureaucratic administration zone, or administrative zone. And you hadn't seen any leave before, but they are given, they are allowed to disembark.
Do they, like, how do they seem?
You could walk up to one. They don't seem, like, first of all, in general, by the way, because you've been here a while, and you've been in line and stuff like that, Modrons, you can talk to them. They don't seem to really recognize you,
right?
Care about you most of the time, so.
Yeah.
So right, you want to walk up?
Yep, I'll go over and talk to one. Hey.
Hello.
Shift over?
No. I just came from central processing.
Oh.
How was that?
Glorious! I mean...
All hail central processing.
All hail central processing indeed, friend.
You sound really evil.
What? No. No. I must continue my work.
What's your work?
You too should go... I have this data that I must move. It still has a, it still is holding like a piece of data.
But its eyes are red. Glowing red.
Mm-hmm.
Obviously. And it like shuffles about suspiciously and glares at you.
Yeah.
No. I must be on my way. You too will make it to central processing one day.
How big is it?
It's smaller than Quentin, but slightly bigger than a basketball.
Can you tell us of the revelations of central processing, what you learned?
All hail central processing.
All hail central processing. Yes. No. Yes. No. No. No.
We wish to learn the glory of central processing.
I'll motion Bob over.
Hi.
Hey.
Are you happy in your work, friend? I say this to the Modron.
Very happy.
Nice.
You wanna
loyalty leads to happiness.
All hail central processing.
You wanna see if you can recognize what's up with this guy or what's different from this guy from the other ones?
Sure. Can I I'll do a quick scan of this guy to see what sets him apart. I'll see if I can recognize any of his core code.
Sure, absolutely.
Is that a computer's check?
Yes, it is.
36. Okay, also another nat 20.
Yep, he's been infected by the patch.
Oh, the patch guy.
Yep, he's definitely got infected by the patch. And he will probably, you know, start doing his duty evilly.
Can you get us into central processing?
He's still like basically, he's not very, because you're guessing from how many Modrons you've seen, this one is probably not particularly important. it just, you know, goes around and does Modron stuff. But it's definitely been corrupted.
Can you get us into central processing, friend?
No. What a disloyal statement to even make.
I'm just testing
you to the loyalty officer.
I'm testing your loyalty.
I must go and do my work. Hops off.
Okay.
Well, that's bad.
Yeah, that's real bad.
Do you think
you've been here for a while? Like this place moves pretty slowly, but it does move gradually. Oh. So you see, you know, every so often, Modrons emerge.
Yeah. So we don't have that much time before Quentin's system becomes overrun with.
Oh yeah, it's
going
to spread very quickly.
14 Railroad. All hail. Central processing. For assistance, please hold or press 5.
I poke Quentin.
You have pressed 5 for assistance. Quentin sort of lulls. And even though he's a sphere and he shouldn't have an up or a down, you start to realize that he's no longer at the right angle, up or down, that you've seen him at as a member of Team Lizard.
Tilting on his axis.
Pitching.
He's rotating.
And sure enough, you guys can see a little plate
little tiny nameplate at the bottom of his face.
What's it say?
For what system information, press 0.
Oh.
Welcome again.
You have reached Quentin, Labor Force Unit 553.
Labor Force Unit
553.
This is the 5.
For additional assistance, please hold.
I hold.
Quentin, at this point, seems to like have a tick where his screen flickers, and for a moment, his whole screen turns, like his eyes come back and his face comes back, and his face turns red, and it's Evil Quentin. What does Evil Quentin say?
Oh, no.
You'll never, ever figure this out. Not only are you too stupid, there's not a one of you who pays attention to even the simple all hail central processing.
Yep, regular Quentin comes back, but Quentin does take 5 psychic damage for the trouble.
Oh, let's see. How many psychic damage?
So we all need to work together to solve this problem. There's a back door over there. I wonder...
For if there's something press that
Amu and I might be able to do to create an antivirus serum to inject into the Quintons or to the Modrons to get that to
spread. Well, I think that we need to get deeper in to be able to do that, to figure out where the patch started, because this contamination is spreading from here. So we do need to get in. We just need to get past this stupid bureaucracy.
To get past bureaucracy, please press 9.
Okay.
For assistance, press 5.
Yeah, so five five three might be significant.
Quentin, Labor Force Unit 553.
I don't know if there's like a combination or something that we need to use.
Oh, is that local 553?
Quentin sort of lolls towards the imaginary door.
It's not an imaginary door. We can all see it.
I mean, well, isn't this everything? All imaginary?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, these are all sort of like quasi constructs. And by the way, I don't know if I told you guys, but if you get hurt here, your body's actually going to get hurt. Did I bring that up when we first got here?
Yes. Oh, we just assumed that was the case.
There's a lot
of employee health. Press 7.
There's a lot of issues with constructs that I should have probably brought up. Mea Tulpa.
Oh, you suck! Oh my god! That is the best.
So, Scrooge, can you work on that door?
I put that during the comedy bit.
I mean, I can try.
Okay. Is there anywhere, like, is there a keypad or anything?
Hey, look at that. There's a keypad.
Oh, it's also white with white buttons and white numbers. Yep. And when numbers you find, a white light lights up.
Exactly.
And you guys didn't even get to the... so there's eggshell cream, beige, taupe. And then I learned of 2 new colors this week. So grayish. G-R-E-I-G-E. Grayish. Mm-hmm. That's a color. Evidently.
It's a combination of gray and beige.
And then ecru.
I feel took psychic damage for this.
There's also a mother of pearl.
Mm-hmm. And father of pearl. And Pearl's third cousin, Ted. For assistance, press 5.
All right, you guys get entrance into the thing. You do not get your official clearance badge from the bureaucracy administrative zone. That seems to be nightmarish to actually get.
Now we're not going
to
get the full achievement.
But if we all believe we have the right access badge.
Okay. Once we get done with Drifters, you can come back to the Quentin level and find all the.
We'll replay it for a gold medal later.
Find all the achievements you didn't get. Yeah.
I think if you get 20 headshots, you also get a special trophy.
Yeah, if you stack 10 Modrons on top of each other, you get you get something.
And then, it's a thing that says don't stack Modrons that high.
I don't know why I find that so funny, but I do.
Either. It's not funny, but.
So you go in this back door, and there's a narrow hallway, and you can still it's like you're in the the backstage of the bureaucratic administrative zone, like in where they keep extra data pads and rejection forms and like rejection stamps and more hollow ink for their hollow stamps. And you can make it past the bureaucratic administrative zone until you see kind of a courtyard. There's like a doorway out in a courtyard, and that giant building is up ahead of you, and it has huge glass, gleaming glass and gold plated double doors.
Wow, that's pretty. It's actually a pretty good place to stop this week. Thank you, everybody, for downloading and checking us out. We'll be back next time to see if that's going to bite us in the butt or not. But until then, join us over on our Patreon page, patreon.com/majorspoilers. And until next time, here's hoping all of your bureaucratic dealings are critical hits.
This podcast is copyright 2022 by Major Spoilers Entertainment, LLC.